KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. The Iowa State Patrol says a distracted driver caused a rear-end collision that sent two people to the hospital Monday evening in Pottawatomie County. Officials said a 2001 Honda Civic driven by 30-year-old Jeffrey Vanna of Logan was stopped in the outside lane of northbound Interstate 29 due to a previous accident when his car was rear-ended by a 2004 Chevy Impala. The driver of the Impala, 26-year-old Teddy E. Mahoney of Ottawa, was distracted by a bag in the passenger compartment of his vehicle just before the collision occurred. Patrol says following the collision, both cars ended up in the east ditch. Even though they were wearing their seat belts, both drivers were injured in the crash, with Vanna being transported by Crescent Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The accident happened at around 5:50 p.m., just about 2 miles north of the Honey Creek exit. News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Authorities in Waterloo say a Western Iowa man died Sunday after he was hit by a semi along Highway 20. According to KWWL-TV in Waterloo, 19-year-old Kyle Pudens of Carroll died after he was hit by a semi as Pudens was walking along the highway eastbound near the Highway 63 ramp at around 9:15 p.m. Sunday. Pudens was found laying in the median, suffering from massive head and chest injuries. He died at a local hospital. The driver of the semi, 49-year-old Valerie Blake of Vermilion, South Dakota, told authorities she tried but failed to avoid hitting Pudens as he walked into the semi's path. Pudens' vehicle was found by police in the parking lot of a nearby motorcycle dealership. That accident remains under investigation. The Iowa Board of Chiropractic Medicine last week ordered the license of a chiropractor in Council Bluffs to be suspended for an indefinite period of time. The order came down March 22nd against Deanna Rogie, who works at the Broadway Chiropractic Clinic in Council Bluffs. Rogie was ordered by the board to surrender her original license because it received a certificate of noncompliance from the Iowa Department of Revenue's Centralized Collection Unit, or CCU. If a licensed professional in the state of Iowa owes at least $1,000 in debt, the CCU can request the person's professional license be suspended, revoked, denied insurance, or denied renewal. The debt may include delinquent court fines, unpaid taxes, or debt owed to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. A person whose license has been suspended or revoked is prohibited from practicing in the state of Iowa. The chiropractic board had issued a warning to Rogie that it would suspend her license within 30 days on January 20th unless she complied with the CCU's request for payment. The Atlantic Police Department said Monday 35-year-old Amanda Sedina of Atlantic was arrested Friday. Sedina was taken into custody on a Shelby County warrant for invasion of privacy. The woman was brought to the Cass County Jail and held until being picked up by Shelby County deputies. Authorities also report the arrest Sunday of 40-year-old Anthony Stice of Des Moines on a charge of OWI first offense. Stice was booked into the Cass County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said Monday an Atlantic man was arrested Friday night on an outstanding warrant out of Audubon County for revocation of his probation. The warrant for 50-year-old Robert Charles Atkinson stems from an original charge of third offense public intoxication. Atkinson was picked up from Cass County authorities and brought to the Audubon County Jail where he was being held on $10,000 bond. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert says the extremely dry and windy conditions forecast for this week have prompted his department to issue a high fire danger warning in Shelby County. Seibert says outdoor burning should be avoided, but if you must conduct a control burn, call 712-755-2124 prior to igniting the burn. The National Weather Service says that a wind advisory will be in effect from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. today for parts of the KJAN listening area. The advisory includes Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, and Greene counties. Strong westerly winds of 25 to 45 miles per hour are forecast for today. And the National Weather Service in Valley, Nebraska has issued a red flag warning for western Iowa's Monona County. That'll be in effect from noon until 8 p.m. and means that critical fire weather conditions exist or will exist that can create explosive fire growth potential. Weather Service says dangerous fire weather conditions are possible this afternoon over parts of western and northwest Iowa and northeast Nebraska. Much drier air is moving into the region today, with westerly winds gusting at 15 to 35 miles per hour behind a front that will be passing through. The combination of very low humidity and gusty winds will create an extremely high fire danger this afternoon. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Daryl Barkey, Dean Bauerkemper, age 83 of Walnut, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Bauerkemper will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dorothy Liebeck, age 71 of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Liebeck will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Harold Pepper Martin, age 93 of Panora, died Friday. Funeral services for Harold Martin will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Helen Dressler, age 100 of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Helen Dressler will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97 of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Roland H. Eskov, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskov will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be held next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Bill Battle, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Battle are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Maxine Dolch, age 91, of Atlantic, a lifelong resident of Cass and Montgomery counties, died Sunday. Services for Maxine Dolch are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merrill Hall, age 65, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Services for Merrill Hall will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of arrangements. Donald Kerr, age 94, of Manila, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Kerr are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Clara Heffler, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. Funeral services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.